From KCBW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. Salt Lake City Mayor Ralph Becker observed this year's legislative redistricting process from a completely different role. During the last redistricting a decade ago, he was a Democratic lawmaker in the Utah House of Representatives. And now he says it looks like legislators from his own party were willing to support the House and Senate maps because their seats were protected. I asked him how this year's redistricting process turned out compared to what he was expecting.
As you know, Jeff, I was involved with this matter 10 years ago as the Democratic leader in the House, and I feel like it was deja vu. It could have written the script for the end result almost with the congressional maps before it ever started. It's a mess of a process.
So in the end, though, nearly all of Salt Lake City, and they intended to make it the entire city, was put into one district, although that district is lumped in with southern Utah. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, they did respond to the point that I made and some of the city council members made at the hearing they held in Salt Lake City that we wanted to be kept whole. But little did we know that by keeping Salt Lake City whole, their idea of it was to slice us through Magna to Tooele County. And, you know, I love Tooele County and Juab County and Millard County and Beaver County and Iron County and Washington County. But it's not exactly what I would call a community of interest. So what they did was they took Salt Lake City and then took a narrow path to the west and went all the way down the western part of the state to the south end of the state. That leaves Salt Lake City with a relatively small portion of the district in terms of population. So while certainly we hope whoever runs in that district and gets elected in that district will keep Salt Lake City in mind, it will be a real small piece of Salt Lake City that's in the district.
What about the state House and Senate maps? It's interesting to note that they received near unanimous support and that Republicans, in fact, lumped themselves together more so than they did the Democrats so that, you know, you'll have more Republicans running against each other than Democrats. Do you think that process was better than 10 years ago?
They certainly seem to hold more hearings, and I have not followed as closely the specific boundaries in every district. Mm-hmm. But I think I see what's happened there. As was true 10 years ago, the Republicans in the legislature looked to try to work a deal with Democrats by protecting incumbents, as they've done on the Republican side as well, for the most part, by protecting incumbents and their districts, and they're, because of demographic shifts, there are going to be some losses by Democrats. But then in return for that and for Democrats not speaking too loudly against and, in fact, voting in favor of the redistricting maps, being able to carve up the rest of the state, which is most of the rest of the state, in ways that suit their purposes. And the case 10 years ago was they took areas where we could have had very competitive districts. I'll use Summit County as an example because it was true 10 years ago and is true again in this redistricting, which makes up just about the exact size of a House seat, and certainly is a community of interest. And they've split Summit County up in a way that it is very unlikely that someone from Summit County won't be elected, but that the more democratic interests in Summit County will not be represented for most of the county by moving a big portion of the county into Salt Lake and combining with a seat in Salt Lake. So Democratic legislators have been protected for the most part, and for that reason, Democratic legislators were willing this time. We weren't willing to do this 10 years ago, but we're willing to say, okay, we'll vote for this map. This works fairly for us, and what they mean by us, I view as being individually. It allows us to keep most of our seats, but the overall impact is that we have a areas that could and should be competitive districts becoming more Republican by combining the Democratic strongholds with voting areas.
What do you think about the role of the Utah Democratic Party in this process? Certainly, Jim DeBacchus has been vocal from the very start and ruffled feathers, I've heard on both sides, to be quite frank, with the threats of a lawsuit. Do you think that hurts the process in the long run, or do you think it's actually helpful, and would you support a lawsuit?
Well, I can't certainly speak to a lawsuit, but, you know, I'll say that I think Jim DeBacchus was doing his job and doing his job well, and that is pointing out how redistricting. And, you know, I'm not faulting individuals. I think this is human nature. When you put legislators who are directly affected in terms of their political futures in the decision, in the prime decision-making role, they're going to look out to create districts that can serve them or that they can continue to serve. So we have legislators picking their voters. And at the end of the day, a lot of other factors get thrown out the window. And I know that's not what's being said by Republicans on the Hill. But I think Jim DeBacchus was right to point out that, you know, this was gerrymandering. And I think anyone who looks at a map of the congressional districts, where we all can kind of see kind of a bigger picture because it's just four pieces, it's obvious the maps and the facts speak for themselves.